We'll get into that here in about 10 minutes. But first, speaking of Chris, the overly handsome sales guy, burst into the studio on Friday to tell us about his trip to the Nelson, and this is brought to us by Vandergrift Honda in Region 2.
Hey, guys!
Oh, no!
Yeah, hi. Come on, I love forcing those on you.
Unfortunately, we're being visited again by Chris, the overly handsome sales guy here at the Ticket.
What are you two homos up to, man? You pulling down six figures yet?
Doubt it.
Chris, I've been making things happen and closing high-dollar deals.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Yeah, what have y'all been doing? Eating burgers at Chili's while I'm eating raw, rare steak at 9?
Pretty much.
Sure. Yeah.
We're not as cool as you.
Man, you're still wishing you were half as crunk as the Chrismeister, aren't you? You guys can't stand it that I have a totally fly apartment. Well, you like how I appropriate painfully out-of-date hip-hop speak in order to appear current? I love it, man.
Yeah.
Living the uptown dream, man.
Are you?
Yeah.
Chris, we don't have time for you. We're on the air right now.
Talking about giving me a raise at work, bump me up to the junior executive suite. Come on, man. High five. Absolutely. Hey,
hate that.
Yeah, where are you guys living? Farmer's Branch? Man, my sunglasses cost more than your average car payment.
Yeah. You're just too cool for us.
Hey, I came by to tell you guys. You queens should come out to the Byron this weekend with me.
Well, first of all, don't call it the Byron.
Yeah, oh, it's totally party at the Byron, man. I'm like the center of attention at that place. They love me out there.
Oh, yeah, I really? Bet they do.
I'm like notorious. One time, I think it was a couple years ago, I got totally wasted and took off my shirt, and all these old fogies in the red pants were like, "Put on your shirt!" And I was like, "No way!" You know?
Great story. The story means nothing. I don't.
I totally love Byron Week, man. I own this week. Own it, man.
How do you own it? What do you do?
It does seem right up your alley.
Tiger's talking about coming out to my party.
He's not even here.
Playing.
Yeah, he's not playing. He's one to go to my party, you know?
Oh.
He's going to come in town just for your party.
Yeah, I'm having a party at my friend Steph's house, man.
Oh, Steph?
Yeah, Steph. He's a cool guy, man. Lives right off the 8th green or something like that.
Huh.
We're going to drop some Special K, maybe head over to the pavilion for some cougar hunting, too. I'm totally taking my new lease car out there to the Byron, too. I'm in a BMW Roadster now.
Oh, are you?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a total kitty magnet, but you know what? I think I like the way that my Mercedes handled a little bit better. So that may switch back.
Yeah, okay. We can't really relate to that. But yeah.
What are you guys driving, Corollas?
What's wrong with that? That's a quality car.
Yeah, whatever. You need to get you into a Range Rover, something like that, Jub. You look good in that.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know, my cars, they always park them backwards in the front of restaurants when I valet.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, one of those. Yeah.
You're one of those guys.
So you guys going to head out there, party with me?
We may go out to the Nelson. I don't think we'll party with you.
I'm going to totally be drinking Ciroc, staring at the fake rack meat and those girls packing in their sweaters. You know?
Yeah. Well, I bet you really hold court out there.
Oh, man, I love the fake tans, the blonde hair. I love catching them between marriages. I'm horny! You guys want to compare W-2s?
Not right now.
My sleeves are monogrammed.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, my dad's kind of a big wig for Fortune 500 companies.
Look, I can't take anymore.
Chris, I got to tell you, we don't care. We don't care about your high living, and we don't believe half of it, and we think you're a spare, and we don't like you breaking into our show. Can you go back to your cubicle down there in sales and leave us alone?
They took my cubicle away from me.
Oh, no, I didn't realize.
They take your cubicle away.
I was hired 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks?
I hadn't seen you around here much.
What are you doing up here?
I've been living on credit cards I stole from my mom's purse.
Oh, no, Chris.
And I owe a coke dealer over $67,000.
Well, we can't help you out there.
I can't take living the lie anymore, man.
Wait, stop.
Don't get near the window.
Oh, gosh.
He did it again.
He dove out the window again. Poor guy. I tried to stop him. You saw me. I tried to stop him. George, don't just sit there. Call 911.
Well, he seems to make miraculous recoveries.
I can't see him down there.
Even though we're 13 floors up.
I don't see him.
I don't see him at all.
You jackasses! I'll never die! As long as you live in Dallas, you're going to have to deal with me!
Wow.
Where's Chris?
Nine lives.